When you create your first Azure SQL database, you're going to have to choose between DTU and vCore. You're also going to have to choose between basic, standard, and premium within the DTU model. Learn more in this episode of Data Exposed. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed MVP Edition. Today, I'm joined by Matt Gordon. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And before we get started, Matt, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, so I work for Insight Digital Innovation, which doesn't really roll off the tongue, so we go Insight DI for short. They gave me this snazzy shirt. I'm an architect for them, which means I do a little bit of everything. I was a DBA for a long time, and then when I got into consulting, you just kind of have to learn a little bit about a lot of things. So that's what I do for work. And then on the side, I get to drive race cars once in a great while. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, driving race cars. Wow. I'm you know, excited to see how driving race cars and SQL might fit together. Now, today we're talking about creating your first Azure SQL database. And when you do that, you oftentimes have to make a choice pretty far up front, you know, between DTU or vCore. And today I think you wanted to focus on DTU, and I kind of wanted to start with just asking you if you could explain what is a DTU.
Not really. So it's kind of a unit of, you know, the more of those you have, the faster things will go, the more resources you have. But the reference that I always go to that's a great jump for somebody who has no idea. Andy Mallon, he's on Twitter as AMTWO. He has an article on SQLperformance.com that's called What the Heck is a DTU? That is kind of the best intro that I ever saw to put together what those are. And then you can kind of plug that into the workload that you're trying to run and see how many of those you might need.
Awesome. We'll be sure to put a link in our description to that article. Is it an article or a video?
Article.
Article. What the heck is a DTU? Now, you know, when I go into the portal and I look at some of my options as far as DTU goes, can you show us what that looks like and kind of walk us through why I might pick a different tier or how I might do that?
I can do that.
Awesome.
As you would see from seeing the screen, we're going to start with basic. That's kind of the lowest tier. It's named very well. It is a very basic tier. You'll see as we get into some of the higher tiers, we're going to have a lot of options down here, a lot of dials we can spin, and a lot of those will make the cost counter spin here as well. Here we can adjust the size, and that's it. We're limited to 5 DTUs, and there is kind of a brief definition of what a DTU is here, but Andy's article is a little more fun to read actually too, but also really, really good. But yeah, basic, this is it.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt. Now, you know, basic, only 2 gigs, less than $5 a month. What really can I do with something in the basic tier? Is this just for dev test?
So it's mostly for that, sure. And yeah, you would think by the name, and I even know like some shops that I go to, they won't put any production workloads on basic at all because they just say, well, it's basic. It's not for that. I did a cognitive services sentiment analysis thing for a soccer podcast here in the States, where basically we were doing sentiment analysis for the English top flight league. And so it was 20 clubs every match day, and we were monitoring tweets and then doing sentiment analysis on those and ranking the tweets by the sentiment of the fans. So we were ranking the teams by how happy or sad their fans were. We stored all that on a basic database, and in an average weekend, we were throwing around 20 million tweets at it. And basic handled it, which was great because I was paying for it out of my own pocket. So $5 was nice. But yeah, it handled it like a pro. So there's more performance here than you think. Obviously for heavy, heavy workloads, that's not the answer, but you can get more out of this than you think.
Awesome. That's a pretty cool example.
Yeah, it was fun, but like I said, that's, you know, basic's not for everybody. So let's chat standard here a bit. So you'll note we've got one change here. So here we just had one slider size. Standard, we have 2. So we can increase our max size up to 250 gigs. And you'll note as I change the size, it costs the same. It's a flat $15 a month at 10 DTUs. But, you know, as you increase the DTUs, the cost counter goes up, and you'll kind of see how that works as I hop through here. And yeah, so, you know, as you go down, you'll also notice it makes a slight change to right there. As we hit 100 DTUs, we also get access to a terabyte of data here as well. So basic and standard are kind of similar. You know, standard is like it says, normal performance requirements. It's going to fit the bill most of the time. Premium is where that's where you go when you've got an IO intensive workload, or sometimes when I have a customer come to me and they'll say, like, well, we've got always on availability groups on premises everywhere, and we want to move all those into Azure and save a bunch of money. Well, putting a bunch of those on VMs probably isn't going to save a bunch of money, but the architecture under this tier, very, very similar to the way an always-on AG functions. So if they're trying to get kind of that level of availability and trust and those sorts of things, I usually direct them here because I think that's going to position them better for the future. But as you see here, you know, back on standard, we hit the cap of 3,000 DTUs. Here we get up to 4,000. That obviously comes with a price. We can also bump up to 4 terabytes here as well. And we do have the ability to create replicas to scale out our reads as well. And that's the first time we've seen that here in these three tiers. So that's kind of the brief tour.
Cool. Thanks, Matt. This is a great overview of kind of like getting acquainted, one, with the different options in the portal, as well as how you might choose between some of them. Now, I did notice that as you were sliding around, the cost kind of varies significantly, whether you're going from $5 to, you know, thousands of dollars a month. You know, how do you decide between the different service tiers or the different cost options? And do you have any tips for our viewers?
Yeah. So as the classic DBA / consultant answer goes, it depends. And it certainly does here. Like I said, basic, if you know, I do have customers using that for prod applications that are small, that don't need to do a lot, and that's fine. You know, if you have somebody coming from the higher end on-prem and they want that experience, but they want the platform as a service thing, premium tier, if they want to license by the DTU or pay by that, that's going to make sense for them. But it's really, you know, how much performance do you need? How much size do you need? Because as we saw, those size caps kind of change as you adjust settings there as well. But it really depends on what they're trying to do and how much performance they need to get out of it. The nice thing is, and usually what I'll tell customers that are brand new to platform as a service stuff, is we're going to start out low and kind of walk them through what I just did there. Because a lot of the times the DBAs that are really new to it, they're nervous. They're like, well, what if we start it up and it's not fast enough? Okay, we just go and, you know, we can just adjust that. And then you get the performance you need when you need it. And that is an adjustment from the on-prem mindset. But I tend to like it. So.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I really like what you're saying there, that it's kind of different from the on-prem world, as in the sense that, like, you don't necessarily need to go and over-provision just in case, right? You can kind of scale up, scale down as you need, whether that's on a daily basis or just, you know, as you get started, figure out what your workload is. So I think that's a great tip. Thanks so much for being with us on the show today. It's been great fun. We'll include some links for our viewers in the description. And we're going to do another episode where we dive into the other side of the service tiers, which is really the vCore model. So we hope you'll stay tuned with us in the next episode to learn more. Thanks for joining us on Data Exposed.